Morning, everybody. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Dr. Lena Wen is the health commissioner of Baltimore City. She joins me again this morning for our monthly feature, Health Watch. Good morning, doctor. Good to see you.
Good morning, Tom.
So you've got a lot on your plate, and the purpose of this series is to get some of what's on your plate on people's minds. Let's talk first about gun violence. This has, of course, been on everybody's mind these last couple of weeks in particular. But even before the events in Baton Rouge and St. Paul and Dallas, there was a summit here in Baltimore about youth violence. You participated in that and helped host it. What's your take on the current approach to solving this horrible epidemic of gun violence?
People tend to see gun violence as a criminal justice issue. They see the person who is holding a gun and they say, oh, that's the person that we have to intervene on. We in public health see violence as a public health issue, not just as a criminal justice issue. And the reason is that violence spreads from person to person like a disease. There is a cure for violence. There's treatment for violence. There's also prevention as well. And in public health, it's all about the mindset. It can't just be about seeing someone as the perpetrator of violence without recognizing that they're also the victim of trauma and that we have to look even earlier, not just look at the person in that moment, but what it is that led them there. So can we, for example, reduce lead poisoning in our children in order to increase opportunities? Can we give glasses to kids as we have through Vision to Baltimore? Can we do all of these types of interventions early in childhood to give our children every chance for success as a way to prevent violence, but also to increase opportunities later on in life?
So you're a medical scientist, and you're saying there are ways of dealing with this problem, treating it epidemiologically.
I see this in my medical practice. I see it in the ER that people are dying of gun violence. So there's no doubt to me that violence is a health issue because it impacts people's health and welfare and the well-being of their families. But we also know based on data that violence can be interrupted. Our Safe Streets model in Baltimore, for example, has resulted in hundreds of people's lives saved because our violence interrupters and outreach workers walk the streets of the city and stop violence where it's occurring. We also know from studies that even something as early on as nurses and social workers visiting pregnant moms, that intervention actually reduces the likelihood of that child later being involved in violent activities. And so this is not something that only I'm saying. It's something that we recognize across the country that, you know, there are so few medical diseases that have a complete cure. There is a cure for violence, and we can do something about it. We just have to have the political will to do it, and we have to have everyone change their mindset to think about violence as a preventable, curable disease.
And when you think about the scientific evidence that suggests certain policies are going to work more effectively than others, there's, of course, a renewed discussion about gun regulation and gun, some people call it gun control, in the wake of the violence in the last couple of weeks. But of course, research into it, the amount of data that you and other scientists have to work with is limited right now by federal law.
Federal funding does not allow for research into gun violence. That's crazy. If there are 30,000 people per year who are dying of any other illness, we would absolutely have research into it. And so this is one of those things that doesn't make sense. And Congress has an opportunity to act upon it and rectify the wrongs of our past.
There are even gag orders for physicians when they're dealing with patients who are victims of gun violence. How does that work? And that seems like an easy enough one to get rid of. Just, in other words, are doctors prevented from speaking to their patients about the circumstances under which they've been shot?
I remember seeing 2-year-old, 3-year-old kids experimenting with guns and injuring themselves and their family members, even dying from these injuries. I mean, gun safety seems to be something that is a nonpartisan issue. We all agree with safety for our children. In Maryland, we do not have a gag order, thankfully, for physicians. But there are other states, including Florida, where physicians cannot even ask about gun safety in the home. And that should be a free speech issue, but it also is directly interfering with the care of our patients. And it's interfering with our ability to protect our patients. And so another one of those things that does not make sense and that we really must change.
Let's also talk about Zika. More than 30 cases confirmed here in Maryland. We've got athletes from Maryland and around the world headed to Rio de Janeiro in about a month for the Olympics. There's lots of concerns about that. Several athletes have publicly declared they're not going. As a physician, what do you recommend people do to prevent possible infection with the Zika virus?
Three important things. The first is, if you are a pregnant woman, do not travel to places where there is active Zika transmission ongoing. So there are over 60 countries that have active Zika, and you can look on the CDC website, cdc.gov, and find out where those countries are. Do not travel there, because of the risk of Zika is not to the average person, it is to the pregnant woman, and because of the link with birth defects in the unborn child. Second, if you are the male partner of a pregnant woman, make sure to abstain from sex or use condoms every time if you end up traveling to an area with active Zika ongoing. Third is that there's something all of us can do today. Zika could come to Baltimore, but also there are other diseases that mosquitoes carry as well. Remember that mosquitoes breed in standing water. So take the time today, look in your backyard. It's rainy outside. It's very hot. We're declaring cold red. We know that that it's hot weather, summer season. Look outside and make sure that you get rid of every container that could have standing water. So even a small bottle cap, but certainly pet dishes and garbage cans and flower pots, make sure that all those are dumped and or covered. Make sure that your trash cans, for example, are covered, because prevention is the best medicine. When there is no cure, there is no vaccine. You can protect yourself today.
Dr. Lena Nguyen is the health commissioner of Baltimore City. It's Health Watch here on Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. You gave some testimony to the Democratic Platform Committee, and you wrote an op-ed that just appeared Wednesday, I guess, in the publication called The Hill. You talked about Zika, you talked about gun violence, and you talked about opioids. This is, of course, a thing that you and I have talked about on this segment many times. It's a disease, and you've been the first to make that point, or one of the many to make that point. But there's, like Zika, it's difficult, it seems, to get Congress to act in terms of legislation that can move the needle forward.
I have never seen so many pieces of legislation in front of the U.S. Congress that directly impact public health as has been in the last couple of weeks, that there's been this unprecedented opportunity for Congress to actually be a public health Congress. And this is what I wrote the op-ed on, that we can really address addiction as a disease and put full funding behind it. That has not happened. We can understand that Zika is a crisis in slow motion, and we can really prevent this from affecting generations of our kids that are not yet born. And we have not done that. We can understand gun violence as something that is killing over 30,000 people every year, that we can prevent and save those lives. And we have not done that. So Congress has once again failed us. But my testimony to the Democratic National to the Democratic National Committee platform drafting is to talk about how our national platform needs to address these issues. Congress didn't address it this session. They have an opportunity to next time. But also, we have to view these issues as a public health priority. We have to talk about addiction as a disease. We have to get mental health parity. We have to not just do whack-a-mole emergencies every time a public health issue comes up, like Zika, but we have to have full funding for that. And critically, we need to invest in health, because health is the basis for everything else. It's not just looking at criminal justice and education, but also understanding that health is foundational to everything.
The amount of money that the president has called for to combat the Zika virus, for example, there was a bill a couple of weeks ago, three weeks ago, I guess by now, that failed in the Senate because Republicans added on a Planned Parenthood dimension to this bill. It's known in the trade as a poison pill. So the inaction really is quite stunning, given the fact that Zika is not going away, and the longer we wait to address it, the harder it's going to be.
And it's something that literally is a crisis in slow motion. We know that this is going to happen. Brazil has already over 1,600 babies that were born with this severe birth defect directly linked to Zika. how many babies will we find it acceptable in our country, especially because Zika is a disease of poverty and disproportionately affects areas like Baltimore City that already experience the worst health disparities. We're the ones who may not have air conditioning, prenatal care, air doors and window screens. I mean, we're going to be the most affected. How many babies will we find that to be acceptable? And when we saw this coming, so we see this as a health issue, we see this as a civil rights issue, and it's despicable considering that there's something that we can do today by Congress not giving us full funding for Zika. As you said, Tom, it's distracting from our other key priorities. There are more people dying from overdose in our city than from homicide. We really should be treating that as well. Many other diseases and concerns in our city that we should be doing, but it is something that we require all hands on deck, that all of us have to work on together, but we really need funding from a federal government in order to address it.
We got 20 seconds left. Yesterday, you declared a code red here in Baltimore. It's been hot for the past, 4 or 5 weeks. Just remind folks what folks need to do when the heat gets intense.
Hot weather can be deadly. Make sure that you stay hydrated. Don't drink alcohol, but drink water and other fluids to stay hydrated. Stay indoors when possible in air-conditioned spaces. When possible, limit your time outside. Watch out for standing water because there are mosquitoes all around. And very importantly, do not leave your kids or your pets inside a contained space like a car. The car heats up many degrees faster than the outside air. And every year we have rescued pets and children, and I've actually seen kids and pets die as well. So never leave your kids and pets inside a car and drink lots of water.
Dr. Lena Nguyen is Baltimore City's health commissioner. She joins us here on Maryland Morning every month for our Health Watch series. Dr. Nguyen, keep up the good work. Many thanks. We'll see you next time.
Nice to see you, Tom. Thank you.
Coming up after a break for the news, sports guru Mark Hyman on whether the Orioles can keep up their good work in the second half of the season. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.